Good morning. It's Friday the 29th. End of the week, so let's talk about what we actually learned.
Yeah. And the one thing worth saying out loud is the yield numbers lying to you a little.
Go on.
Headline yields up 38% year on year. Looks fantastic. But strip out the fuel surcharge and underlying yield is actually down about 170 rand a seat.
So it's not pricing power.
It's surcharge recovery. We're passing fuel through. The pricing underneath is softer, not stronger.
That's a big distinction. Does the bottom line back it up?
Brutally. April contribution per seat dropped from 362 to 151 Rand, down 58%.
Half the contribution, gone.
And profit before tax fell 83%. 43 million Rand against 255 the year before.
Where's it all going?
Fuel. Cost per passenger doubled to 820 Rand, was 377. Fuel's now half our entire cost base.
So the revenue line looks healthy and the profit line's been gutted?
That's the week in one sentence. Top line up, margin eaten.
Okay, tie that to the month so far.
May through the 28th, revenue up nearly 20%, yield up 38. But PAX down 13, load factor down 10 points.
10 points of load factor is a lot.
It is. Revenue per flight's up almost 24%, so each flight earns more. But we're flying emptier planes and most of the lift is surcharge.
Volume's the worry then.
Demand soft. We're holding revenue, not winning it.
What does the forward curve say and how much do we trust it right now?
Trust it lightly. Filed schedules are distorted by fuel and the whale cancellations. But the flown numbers tell the same story, so I'd believe the direction.
The direction is?
May's running 11 points behind the booking curve. June's 10 points behind. Consistent with the load factor we're actually flying.
So it's not a schedule artifact.
Right. The softness is real. One bright spot, the island routes. Zanzibar and Mauritius in June are way ahead of the curve. Leisure's holding.
Anything on the cost side that helps next week?
One tailwind. Fuel's down 11% month on month. If that holds, the surcharge pressure eases.
But?
The Rand weakened 11% to 1635. Most of our cost is dollar, so the fuel relief gets partly clawed back on the currency.
Push and pull.
Push and pull.
Routes. Anything I need this week?
Nothing material on its own. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, we put a third more seats in, load factor dropped 10 points, but it's under 1 million Rand of contribution. Immaterial. It's just the clear symptom of adding seats into soft demand.
Noted, not alarmed.
Exactly. And ops held. On time at 94.5, NPS at 72, both above target. That part of the week was clean.
Good. Two things for the exec meeting. First, if fuel keeps falling, the surcharge tailwind fades. What's the plan to defend underlying yield when that happens, given it's already down 170 Rand a seat?
And second, capacity discipline. Load factors off 10 points and contribution per seats down 58. Are we flying too many seats into a soft market right now? Actually, before we wrap, one number nobody said out loud. In April, we made 37 Rand of profit per passenger. Revenue per head was 1657. Cost to carry them 1614. That 40 Rand gap is the whole cushion, and it's the number that goes negative first if the fuel relief doesn't show or the Rand keeps sliding.
So we're basically one bad fuel month away from flying at a loss. Two sharp ones, that's the week. Have a good one.